This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week to go through some of the things that many of you as family farmers are going through, problems that have been solved or need solving. We're into the solutions business here. I'm a dairy farmer, have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, been around cows all my life. I have a great deal of expertise in this area and a great deal of passion and love. That's why I decided to do this program I think we're in the third year of doing this. And in a way, bringing you around if you're a farmer, small family farmer, medium-sized farmer, if you have an ag business that's run by your family, this is for you. If you're a locavore, this is for you. And to bring us into the next chapter of people to be helped and people to be heard, Tom Spalding, who's the executive director of the Angelic Organic Organization, which has a great website, learngrowconnect.org or angelicorganics.com. Tom, we're happy to have you here on the American Family Farmer. Tell us about you. You're the executive director of Angelic Organics. What a great name, by the way. That's a Angelic Organic. Who came up with that?
Well, actually, I'm executive director of Angelic Organics Learning Center, which is our not-for-profit arm. And then there's Angelic Organics Farm, which is our for-profit farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're combined together into something we call Angelic Organics Association, and I'm president of the association.
All right. So let's have some background as to what it is, what you're doing with all of these entities.
Yep. And Angelic Organics, the name came out of the farm itself, and it was started by a third-generation family farmer who grew up on this property. He was born on this property, or it's about a 200-acre, currently about a 200-acre operation.
What happens on the farm?
John Peterson, he's a third-generation family farmer who went down in the 80s. It got bigger and bigger and bigger up into the 80s, and then he crashed during the during the downturn, the shakeout in the 80s that was so severe. But they were doing dairy, they were doing hogs, they were doing grains, pretty diversified like most farms were at that time.
And then
just completely crashed, and he lost everything except 22 acres.
Mm.
Back in the 80s, auctioned off everything, and didn't think he'd farm again, and then started up again on 6 acres doing it organically. He was a chemical, conventional farmer, first in the county, I think, to use any of the Roundup products, and mm-hmm. the first in the county, I think, one of the early innovators with atrazine, all this stuff.
I bet they don't use that stuff anymore.
Oh, God. No, not here. Not anymore. It's a certified organic.
Right.
And John became very inspired by biodynamics, by the work of Rudolf Steiner. Was really inspired by the first, innovators in biodynamics, and really just changed over and decided, okay, I'm gonna start a farming game. I'm going to do it totally different. So he switched to vegetables
mm-hmm.
on his remaining 6 tillable acres and started in 1990 as a certified organic farm and selling in wholesale into groceries and into restaurants.
Really?
And like that. And in 1993, a family called him from Chicago and said, "Have you ever heard of community-supported agriculture? Would you grow for us?" And mm-hmm. And at first, he wasn't really interested. But community-supported agriculture did grow out of the biodynamic community. It really was pioneered by biodynamic farms. Really, who are looking at their farms as a living organism, not only the physical organism, but the social organism of reaching out and connecting with the eaters and the people in your community and having farms be more interwoven into the culture.
Well, this is what's going on now. This is coming back. That whole philosophy is coming back, don't you think? Circling around?
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's where it took off. He decided in 1993 to start a CSA farm, a community supported ag farm, and it's grown to be one. It's grown over the years. It just took off and it got bigger. And it was the first in northern Illinois, and now it's probably 2,200 families that are members of this farm. It was right. 30 that first year, 1993, I think 30 or 40 families that joined, and within a few years he had kind of shaved off the wholesale accounts and just went all CSA. And so it's grown. It's 60 acres of vegetables in rotations and still certified organic and delivered all around the Chicagoland area, Rockford, and some people pick up on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I joined as CSA members in that first year, and I got... This has been an area that I've been interested in for a long time. My first jobs as a young person were on farms out in California, but I was just fascinated with this as an CSA, as an emerging form of sustainable business and culture. And so my wife and I left Chicago and came out to the farm in 1999 to start the nonprofit arm, to do the farmer training and to do the educational work with eaters.
Mm-hmm.
And we now serve about 5,000 people a year.
Cool.
At the main farm, and then also we have urban training farms, one in Rockford in the middle of the Rockford Housing Authority in a housing complex, which is about a half acre of production. And then we have a urban training farm and farmer incubator that we're developing. We're going to have our first farmer on the land. That's about two-thirds of an acre in an Inglewood neighborhood of Chicago, which is, mm-hmm. you know, one of the areas that, you know, people call, you know, food deserts or...
Wow, this whole business of urban growing, of urban gardens, of urban farms is taking hold because the land isn't around. The government's taking over all the land, thus the focus on these guys in Oregon who may not have made the point the right way, but they made a point. We are the supply of available land to use. I ran into this on my farm when I was trying to deal with U.S. wildlife people. They don't want to hear about farmers needing land. And there are more and more attitudes like that in the government. And so it becomes an issue because we're not able to grow as much food as we used to because we don't have as much land. And so one of the ways of getting around it for the local boys anyway is to have these urban gardens. You go to New York City, you know, most of the older buildings have those big wooden tanks on them. You've seen those in New York, haven't you? And maybe some other cities, but New York is where I see it. When I go in an office building, you look out the 20th floor, and the building next door has a big old wooden, huge, I'm sounding like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, huge. We have these big old wooden tubs that were used to supply the water. I think they still do pump the water into them. And it's from that time. But anyway, let's pause for a moment here, and then we have to continue. Tom Spaulding, happy to have him here. Founding Executive Director of Angelic Organics Learning Center. We got to find out what the Learning Center is doing. I want to compare that to what I was teaching on my farm in just a matter of moments. This is the American Family Farmer.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
One category of investments is commodities. Commodities can be anything from agricultural, such as soybeans and corn, to energy to precious metals like gold and silver. If you were to be asked, what is the most valuable commodity, you might say gold, or depending on your profession, you might say oil, but I would have a different answer. I would say that your mind is the most valuable commodity, and investing in your mind is the most important thing you can do. The mind cannot stay static. Either it grows or it diminishes. It needs constant nourishment to stay sharp. A sharp mind cannot be taken in by fake news or propaganda. So read all you can. Discuss things with people you trust. And most of all, reason. Currently, government cannot regulate your thoughts. Use that freedom. I'm Gary Rathbun. This has been an Economy of 1 Minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
Continuing on now, Doug Steffen with Tom Spalding from the Angelic Organics Organization, Angelic Organic Learning Center, learngrowconnect.org. He's involved in training and supporting farmers, not only to teach people how to grow food, but teach people about where food comes from. I mentioned briefly a few moments ago, one of the things I prided myself with on my farm is to teach children they can have an openness to animals. So I have, in my dairy barn, I put this whole sort of classroom on the wall. We bring in kids from all over the place, and we teach them how the cows are milked. They have FaceTime with a cow, and then up and down the corridor, all kinds of things. How does the cow's body work? Where does the milk come from? How's it produced? You know, that's a, is that the kind of stuff that you would teach in the learning center there?
Somewhat, I guess. Yes, to some degree. But our programming, I think, is based on experiential education, I would say, is probably a way of framing it, saying we really want people to get in and do some work.
Right. Get into the dirt.
So get their hands in the dirt and get and grow something. You know, we're really about creating a sustainable local food and farm system. And so we, whether we're standing in the middle of the Inglewood neighborhood or in the middle of the Rockford Housing Authority, or whether we're out on a rural patch of land where our main farm is, we're looking at it the same way, that we want people to, both eaters and farmers, to work together to regenerate agriculture, because the system is broken right now.
It's very broken. Thick.
It's ruining the land. It's ruining our communities.
Yep.
And so we need to rebuild it from the ground up, and that's going to be farmers and eaters getting together and saying, how can we make this work? And that's what a CSA does, and that's what a lot of this direct marketing does. Allows farmers and eaters to start working together. And when we have people out on the farm in our on-farm education program, we talk about, we do programming that we want people to use their head, to use their heart, and to use their hands while they're on the farm. So we're really digging into the food system in an experiential way. So people are getting out and working with the goats, learning to milk a goat, helping rotate the cows, going out into the field of vegetables, maybe doing some weeding, maybe they do a little hoeing, maybe they help harvest. They might harvest something out and bring it off to some picnic tables, and maybe they'll, you know, sample some things. There's discussions around soil. We'll march people in out into our fields. We'll dig up a bucket of soil. We'll walk into our neighbor's conventionally raised corn and soybean field, and we'll dig up some soil, and we'll compare those soils. We'll say, look for life.
All right, let's pick up there in a matter of moments. What that kind of farming does to save the soil versus what's going on the big corporate farms that's eating up the value of the soil. We have Tom Spalding here with us on the American Family Farmer.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And change past the hour now. The American Family Farmer on the air for this weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks to all the stations. We just got a dozen more stations in Mississippi to carry this program. A lot of interest in the locavore movement, a lot of interest in the local farm movement, a lot of interest around the country in trying to keep the family farms on par. The government is certainly making it difficult, especially under this administration with the EPA rules and with the new this thing that came out of the USDA, trying to protect the sources of food. The way the whole thing has been crafted is nonsense, and most people who are on small family farms are not only annoyed but trying to figure out how they can even survive. So, and one of the things that we are, this is very direct. I find myself dealing with this all the time on my farm. I normally till maybe 100 acres a year and redo grasses and hay fields, and I plant some corn as well. And I've stayed away from Monsanto and Dow-based corn for years. I have a source of open-pollinated seed in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Illinois, and that's what I use. But we've got all of these, as you just pointed out, we've got these huge farms that are using the fields for either beans and or corn. They don't till them. And the stuff they're putting on the soil may help the products grow, but it doesn't help replenish the soil. And most people who are not on the farm, and even some smart farmers, know they're doing harm to the soil, but they still keep it. They keep doing it the way they're doing it because it makes them more money than if they did it the responsible way. Do you agree with that statement?
I think that's true, but I also want to say that I think a lot of people that are in the conventional farming sector here in around us, who are primarily growing corn and soybeans, a lot of them don't make much money. You know, I mean, they're only making money because they're getting a subsidy.
Right. Well, that's true. The government's gotten involved in all of it and screwed all that stuff up too. Yes, you're right.
And I would probably point the finger more at the kind of consolidation of the economy in greater, you know, in fewer and fewer hands. There's no way for the farmer to come forth to the marketplace and say, here's how much it costs to produce. I would like a price that covers that plus a little bit to live on. These are all oligarchic markets now. They're so consolidated, whether you look at banking or you look at agriculture and you look at, you know, beef or corn or whatever. There's a few companies who dominate, and I think they're the ones who end up manipulating the government into whatever it does. But, you know, I think that even if you're a conventional farmer in that system, it's really hard to make a living anymore. And the only way you survive is to keep getting bigger. So you got to look at your neighbor's land as something you want to take on so you can keep growing, so you can get volume, so you can actually make enough money to survive. And it's just a vicious circle. I think, you know, and then you look at Illinois overall, and we've been at the state level looking at this. I mean, we're at the point now, we're a farm state, but we're importing 95% of what we eat. I mean, we produce a lot of corn and soybeans that goes all around the world, but we're not producing the food that people eat.
Well, I've said this.
And vegetables, and I just want to point to Iowa State study that just came out last year that looked at the 28 most consumed fruits and vegetables in 6 Midwestern states and determined that you could grow all of those on one county in Iowa for 6 states.
Yeah.
And so you don't need that much land to grow the food that really feeds us and nourishes our bodies. Fruits, vegetables, you know, even some small grains, you know, things that we're really going to put on the dinner table. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons why I think some of the urban farming is so essential, because you can produce a lot of fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables, on a very small amount of land. And that's the kind of work that we're doing, training urban farmers in Rockford and Chicago and in some very low-income communities where people don't have access to grocery stores, don't have to travel long distances to get food. And so we'll work right alongside, and people can learn to grow, to harvest, to cook, to eat good food, and improve their communities, and also generate a little bit of money. And then in the rural areas, we have a rather robust farmer training program. We have hundreds of graduates. We were the only CSA serving Chicago back in the early 90s, and now there's over 100 serving Chicago. Probably a third of them are graduates from our farmer training program. We've got hundreds of farmers who come out of our program, people who are first time into farming, or people who are maybe trying a second shot at it, and a few people who've transitioned out of the conventional farming sector into doing organics or doing something that's more direct marketed. But this is a movement that's growing, and we're happy to say that we've helped spark some of that. And I've always called it co-opetition. You know, we can't just focus on our own farm only. It's got to be helping build the wider food system as we go, as we grow. Let's help others to get in here, because there's so many people that need to be served, who need to eat and eat good foods, and there's so much land that needs to be tilled by farmers who want to do the right thing. So
we have a lot of land. If you go through the state of New York, which has become extraordinarily unfriendly to just human life in general, it's such a crazy state controlled by people who don't have a clue. I mean, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of acres not being used in New York State and other states around the country as well. And what you just said deserves a comment. I'm going to come back in a matter of moments with you, Tom, and give you my own view on what's happening with the acreage and what it's interesting to see what the Russians have decided to do about getting corn and soybeans from us. As we continue now, the focus is on the Angelic Organic Learning Center in Rockford, Illinois, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, a look into what's going on in a particular area of our country where farmers are being trained, taught how to farm, and how that's expanding the number of opportunities for people not only to get into the business if they can find the land, but also for people in the locavore movement who have CSAs or who want to get food from a place where they can go, either pick it, they can watch it being picked, they know where it's coming from. That's what people want. And so Tom Spaulding, who is the executive director of Angelic Organics Learning Center in Rockford, Illinois, near the Wisconsin border, a great agricultural area. They have a farm where they're doing a lot of work. They're teaching people how to have farming experiences on not much land. I maintain in my speaking engagements, Tom, and I say it on my radio program, my weekday radio program that I do called the Good Day Show. People know that I'm a farmer, and I'm always talking about this. The way things are going now, with the government screwing over the family farm, the small farmers screwing up agriculture to a fare-thee-well like they pretty much do with everything else, if we aren't smart and don't figure this out, maybe this is part of the revolution that's going on. I sense with the Trump and Sanders phenomenon that there is just the largest group and the youngest of us are fed up with the way things are going. And they realize if we don't put a curb on government interference in and big ag interference in how the family farmer works, we're not going to, never mind be the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to be able to feed ourselves in 40 or 50 years. For a lot of the reasons that we're talking about here, and I'm sure that you get into that in the philosophy of what you're doing here to teach people to use the land better. But we have pockets, as I was mentioning before, of land that's not being used because the government makes it impossible. I mean, the dairy industry in this country now is a joke, unless you got 5,000 cows, and the quality of the milk that comes from those places is worse than awful. And so, you know, we're wanting to get people to... I used to sell raw milk and cheeses and things on my farm, and people loved it. They came from literally 50, 60, 70 miles away, 2-3 times a week, to get the milk. That's telling you something, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And we have the same situation here where people drive long distances to find good, healthy food that they know is coming off of a farm that they can trust.
Right.
That's not a biohazard.
Right.
That people are worried about their own health, they're worried about their kids' health, and they're worried about the health of the land and the health of their communities, and they turn to directly to local farms, that someone they feel like they can trust, that you have a relationship with. It's not
right.
Just a, you know, nameless brand in the supermarket that they don't know where it comes from or who's handling it or what country it comes from or, you know, what conditions it's produced under and what the labor conditions are of the people that produce it. And, I mean, there's so many questions people have and they're concerned about. But a lot of it starts with people's health that's driving people, because people are sick. I mean, 80%, yep. 75, 80% of what we're sick with is food related, whether you're looking at diabetes epidemic or the heart attacks, strokes, cancers. A lot of these things are attributable just to the really poor substandard diet that we now have, processed foods and things that are coming out of the industrial food system.
And I think the release this week of a study as to why Americans are no longer gaining in terms of age. We've sort of capped the average life.
Started dropping.
Right. It started even going backwards because of three things: guns, cars, and food. Those are the things that are the reason in this study, and there were like 24,000 people studied. It's not like it was 15 people they looked at. So we're focusing here on the food system, and I don't, you know, we keep letting the government pull these things off. All you got to do is look at how much money the campaigns are getting for all these congressmen and senators from Dow, Monsanto. I mean, for God's sakes, at the FDA, it's like a swinging door to Monsanto and Dow. They send all their people over there. They get all the things changed so that they serve their interests. And then there's people that go to work in the government. They come back to work at these companies. If you look at the board of directors of some of the huge agribusinesses and then look at the big, huge drug companies, gee, what a surprise. You'll see a lot of the same names. Duh. I mean, what what conclusion can you draw? And they keep changing the rules so that these people that we're talking about that want to be served are being told they can't have this food anymore. And, I mean, for God's sakes, if you look at the Russians this week, what did you read on Putin saying, we're not going to take American grains, no more soybeans, no more corn. Much of it has to do with GMO. I think there are a couple of other political things in there, too. But what do you make of that?
Well, I think that's already happening around the world. I mean, I think the European community, for the most part, people have rejected.
Outlawed it. GMO. They're outlawing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think there's good reason for that, and I think this is part of the reason why I got really interested in the CSA model as an economic and social model, is because it allows for local control and local relationships and local economic development, more jobs locally, better food, better taking care of the land, better health, and we can kind of step out of the relationships that divide us. As an eater and a farmer, because most people have seven middle people between them and the farmer.
Yeah, there's all kinds of the wholesalers.
Those are all the people you were just talking about. And in all those agribusiness companies or large food systems, I mean, this is all so consolidated and so powerful, and a lot of that money goes into the pockets of people running for office. And so, of course, government gets tilted in the direction of those interests instead of in the interests of the eaters and the farmers. And you know, all that stuff works together. But the degree that we can take our power back by having direct relationships and building these kinds of farms, I think, is a great thing. And that's what we've been doing here locally. We've got a now, you know, we're the only farm of this sort 30 years ago, and now we've got 85 farms in our local alliance of sustainable ag farms. You know, they're organics, biodynamic, they're permaculture. They average probably 15 to 20 acres in size. Some of them are much bigger. We've got grass-fed dairies. We've got people doing grass-fed animals. We've got a lot of vegetable production. Some of them are CSA. Some of them do farmers markets. Some of them are UPIC. But it's, you know, it's a robust group of farms that are growing and expanding around the region and building a local food system. And there's tremendous challenges in it because, as you say, there's also pushback from these larger interests, and there's a lot of greenwashing going on. So some of these food big food industrial companies are starting to really do a lot of greenwashing and trying to peel off some of the people that are been looking for healthy food and or a relationship with a local farmer, and they get sold a bag of goods.
But they have bill of goods, right? And by the way, I may mention this. This needs to be inserted again in the conversation. The new food safety rules that have come down, which are not in operation in effect yet, but the rulemaking has been done, and a lot of the National Farmers Union got onto this, and a lot of farm groups that represent the family farmer and the small farmers, to basically tell the government, if you put these in, you're going to put everybody in the category of what you and I are talking about here out of business, because they're expensive and, frankly, they're unnecessary. The food problems that we have in this country don't come from the family farmer. Listeria, salmonella, E. coli, that comes in the last one a couple of weeks ago was Dole salad that was washed who knows how and where. And, you know, I mean, that's the kind of stuff. And it doesn't, but those are the people they have to go after, but they don't. They go after you and me. All right, hold on a second. We're having a conversation with Tom Spalding, founding director of Angelic Organics Learning Center. What a great inspiration this is. Hopefully more of these sort of learning centers will take place around the country. We'll continue on the American Family Farmer.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
Tom Spalding is here, Executive Director of Angelic Organics Learning Center in Rockford, Illinois. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out the website for angelicorganics.com, which is the commercial farm. The 501c3, the teaching organization, is learngrowconnect.org. Anybody confronting these problems that we're talking about ought to go to those websites. Or people who are looking for training, you're looking to support what is something that maybe is in your family or you're dying to get into this, this is the way of doing it. You had a comment on what I was just saying regarding the food safety initiative, so-called food safety initiative.
Well, I do think it's going to be real. There is some exemptions for smaller farms in it now and on some level, but I think you're right in general that I think it really was designed, it ought to be really for big industry rather than for the small farm and for family farmers, and it's going to create some real problems for smaller farms to comply, and some people may just say that's too much and I'm going to get out of the business. So.
Right.
It, you know, it's part of the pushback from, I think, large centralized power and money that pushes back on these smaller, more democratic and grassroots initiatives. And but I did want to mention that in your comment that, you know, this kind of thing should be growing around the country. It is growing around the country, and there are alliances of farmers who are working on training the next generation of growers that can work with eaters. And I just want to give a plug to, you know, the Collaborative Regional Alliance for Farmer Training, which we call CRAFT. It's a grassroots farmer alliance. So we were the second of this kind in the country, you know, 25, 30 years ago. And now there's about 25 farmer alliances like this all around the United States and Canada who are farmer to farmer working together, training the next generation of organic and biodynamic and other sustainable ag farmers. And you can go to craftfarmer.org, and there's a list of all those farmer alliances all around the country. And if someone that's listening and wants to get into this, or maybe wants to transition to this kind of farming, or someone who wants to, just, you know, a young person who wants to get into this kind of farming, get trained, there are farmers who are willing to do that, and you can find it at craftfarmer.org. And The other alliance that we're part of is called the Farm Beginnings Collaborative, and that's 10 farmer alliances around the country that offer a year-long program called Farm Beginnings. Started in Minnesota, and now it's in 13 states, and that's at farmbeginnings.org. And that's a year-long program where you're coached and mentored by experienced sustainable ag farmers to help you build your strategic business plan and launch your business. And so that's another great resource. And then here locally in the Chicago Food Shed, as we might call it, we've got 8 farmer alliances, farmer-led training, working together, and we're going to launch a website this coming spring called RootsToFarm.org, and that's going to have the resources of all these 8 farmer alliances together in one place so that beginning farmers in the region that want to get into this work can find the support they need from other farmers. Because the best way to learn how to farm is to go to another farmer. It's not,
yep.
You know, I mean,
right.
they can get a 4-year college degree and come out and don't know a thing about farming.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
You can, you know, I mean, you talk to farmers and say, where did you learn to farm? It's 90% of the time it's from another farmer.
I grew up on it. I learned everything I know about cows, making hay, growing corn. I learned it all by working on the farm where I spent most of my time as a youngster, and so this is what's so practical and so good about this. I'm very enthused to hear the breadth and width of where you're going. And this is a bold statement, but I think it's true. The only way that we as a race, the human race, cannot sustain itself on the kind of food that's being grown on the big corporate farms.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, and now this comment. The future of urban agriculture has been the focus of many, not most, but certainly some of our hours together, and what it requires in terms of thinking outside of the box is something that I want to spend a little bit more time as more attention is being given to the future of farming. Right now, we grow vegetables in the garden. We grow vegetables at the farm. We grow vegetables in hydroponic circumstances, aquaponic circumstances. But there's a new sort of controlled environment that's being developed for farmers in Phoenix. They're producing lettuce at the beginning of this. This is a brand new bit of technology. They're calling their experiment the freight farm. The farm of the future. And so people are using it to grow lettuce and kale and broccoli greenies for the most part at the moment. They started a couple of years ago with the goal of bringing viable, space-efficient farming to all climates and skill levels. So that's really where some of the, you've heard me talk 3 or 4 times over the past year or two about what's going on in some of the big cities, how they have rooftop gardens. That's where they take, they go on top of whatever building, the skyscrapers, some of them are 12 stories, some of them 24, some of them 48. People go up there and they get the dirt, the loam, and they start growing things. Great place. There's plenty of sun. You get water up there. Why not? Now, what's the next step here is these freight farms. You get it's like a trailer, in a sense, with air conditioning or climate control and water and that sort of thing in them. They're not cheap, $85,000. Freight Farms calculates annual profit for each of these containers so far, to be about $39,000 a year. They've got them in 12 different places, but most notably, they're in Phoenix. I thought this was fascinating. So I never would have thought this could work, but they have the top of the units are clear, so the sun gets down, and then the sides are look like a regular trailer truck. So freight farming in Arizona now, would you consider this yourself? Could it be something that you could do in the wintertime? See, that's the big frustration. For those of us who live in the Northeast, well, I live in California in the wintertime, so I get fresh vegetables all the time from the California farmers. But here in the East, where I am at the moment, and am for much of the year, if we go into, once we get into October, well, the end of October, first November, when we have our first frost, things stop growing. So we stop growing. And now here's this opportunity. I think this is a Boston company that developed these tanks. They take old trailers, they rehab them, cut the top off, put a plastic top on it so that the sun can get through, put some air conditioning and water and stuff in it. Bingo. There you go. And so you can be harvesting lettuce and things like that year round. That's what people want. The folks who are locavores that listen to this program are very eager to find sources of really good local produce, and this is going to be the future. Urban farming and winter farming will be done in these containers. Mark my words for it. And I think it's a very good idea, actually. Fabulous. What does Yankee Ingenuity do? For those who think the American dream is dead, no, it's not. And we would get distracted by so many other things. But on my regular weekday program, you hear me talking all the time about people come up with new ideas for things. I extol the value of virtue. That's the best part of America. And so here we take it. We extend it to growing in an old trailer and call it a freight farm. That's what it is, an old freighter. And you can see the things are inside. They're lined up so that things grow from the hydroponic tray up, tomatoes and lettuce and all that sort of thing. So maybe it's something for you to start thinking about. I think I'm going to start thinking about it. Have fresh picked vegetables. It'll go to fruit. It'll be all kinds of things. Whatever can be grown hydroponically, they're going to do in these freight farms. I'm thinking this is really a fabulous idea. So you might look into it. I'm trying to find the name of the company. I've seen the name of a lot of farms that are using a Twisted Infusion Farm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think if you were to Google just freight farms, F-R-E-I-G-H-T, farms, freight farms, you'd find out where you can get one. All right? The future of farming from an interesting point of view. I hope you found it interesting and informative. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.